Kit Carson. Kit Carson was 16 years old when he left home. He was small in stature, standing only 5 feet 4 inches and weighing 125 pounds, but he was tall in courage. Carson became a mountain man and traveled and trapped throughout the Southwest and California. But it was at a rendezvous on the Green River where Carson displayed the raw courage that would make him famous. A French-Canadian named Chouinard attended the rendezvous, and according to Carson,
"Chouinard was a giant of a man, a loud-mouthed bully who made a practice of whipping every man he's displeased with, and that was nearly all of them. One day, after whipping several men, he announced, 'Whipping Americans is like taking a switch to children.' Well, I marched up to Chouinard, and without mincing words, I just told him, 'I don't take such talk from no man. Now, if you keep on talking that way, I'm going to rip your guts out.' Well, Chouinard said not a word as he wheeled and he jumped on the back of his horse and rode into the meadow in front of the camp. I grabbed the first arms I could get a hold of, my pistol, mounted and galloped on out to meet the challenge. 'Am I the one you're fixing to shoot?'
Chouinard shook his shaggy head, but at the same time he was drawing his long rifle. Two shots rang out so close together, bystanders swore there was only one. Chouinard went backwards off his horse. Carson claimed,
"Chouinard's ball passed my head, cut my hair, and the powder burnt my eyes."
There are conflicting reports about what happened next. Some say that Carson finished the job, while others say Chouinard begged for his life and was allowed to leave camp. The exploits of Kit Carson might never have come to the public's attention had it not been for a chance meeting aboard a Missouri River steamboat with John C. Fremont. Fremont hired Carson as a guide and wrote glowing reports about his prowess in the wilderness. Carson's exploits were recorded in a series of dime novels, and he became a legend in his own time. He died at age 58 in 1868 as a national hero.